Good morning.
Good
morning. Nice to see you all. Some of you have heard me before, so you might like to start sleeping now. But for the rest of you, you're going to hope and have expectation. Dear you, it's just after Easter, and I am preaching on Joel, which seems like a peculiar thing. But I want to ask you a question. What difference does Easter make now? Is it just that you believe that when you die, you'll go to heaven? So that the rest of your life, after you become a Christian, is exactly like it was before, except you have to go to church? Or is there some change brought about by the death and resurrection of Jesus already? I want to start by mentioning three beginnings, three firsts in the New Testament. The first first are the first words that Jesus speaks in Mark's Gospel. Remember, he summarizes the Gospel. He says, "The kingdom of God is at hand," or near, "repent and believe in the Gospel." The first word he says. This is my translation of it. You just have to be patient. God is about to assert his authority. He's always been king, but now he is going to assert that he is king over everyone and everything. Stop fighting him and get onto his side. Now that's what Jesus announces when he first comes. God is going to show everybody that he is king. So now's the time to get on his side. It's the first verse. The second verse was the passage we read from John. That is, the first miracle Jesus does in John's Gospel is... I'm glad you're listening. How do you rate that as a miracle out of 10? Come on. Last time I asked this, I won't tell you what the answer was that I asked last time. What do you rate it as out of 10?
Seven.
You gave me seven. Believe me, I had two the last time. So, it is curious. Do you not think it is curious that that's the first miracle in John's Gospel, and John actually makes quite a point of it. We'll come back to that. The last verse is the first sermon in Acts. And you all know the first Old Testament quote in the first sermon in Acts, don't you? The first Old Testament sermon quote in the first sermon in Acts is from Joel. It's that from the passage that was read to us this morning from Joel. So now, having looked at those first, what I want to look at is Joel. Joel is in two bits, and the two bits center around two armies. The first army is described in chapter 2 and verses 3 to 9. It's a description of a massive destructive army. Let me read it to you, or a little bit of it. It says this: "Before them fire devours, behind them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes."